It's not a podcast studio. This is a multimedia studio that can do a lot of things positive, both for Visit Lake Charles, but more importantly, for the destination. And so keep watching, keep listening, and come visit us in Lake Charles.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your guide to everything there is to see, taste, and do in Lake Charles. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana so that you have all the tools that you need to explore it.
Yep, and another terrific show for you today. As you can see, we're coming to you in HD, in 4K, and however you decide to watch it, on your phone, on your TV, on your, what is it, Samsung refrigerator. If you're streaming on YouTube to your Samsung refrigerator, what's up?
Do people do that?
I don't know.
It's
someone
a thing.
To put Skyrim on it one time, and so I've been obsessed with it ever since.
Is that our next refrigerator?
Yeah.
We can't afford that.
Yeah, no, we can't. Hi, Future Brady here. Sorry to interrupt the episode, but we've got some exciting news. For episode 100, in celebrating 100 episodes, also bringing video to you for the first time with our new podcast studio, we've partnered with Golden Nugget Lake Charles to give away a two-night stay to Lake Charles of your choosing, along with a $100 Landry's gift card to use on food, beverage, or whatever you want to during your stay. And because we can't help ourselves, a swag bag with VLC and Louisiana's Playground merch. And all that can be yours. All you need to do is go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast. You'll see a button at the top of the page that takes you to the giveaway. Be sure to enter your name and email, and you're entered for a chance to win a weekend stay to come and enjoy a lot of the things that we talk about here on the podcast. That is visitlakecharles.org/podcast for a chance to win. You have to be 21 years or older. No purchase necessary. So head on over and have a chance to come spend the weekend right here in Lake Charles. But episode 100, and we wanted to do something special today. The 100 reasons we love Lake Charles.
Yep. It was really easy to come up with 100. It was actually hard to pare it down to 100.
I agree. And so a fun show. I hope you kind of stick around. It was a lot of fun putting it together and talking it through.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, before we get to that, we got to do something else.
It's a taste of Southwest Louisiana, a segment that we like to call On B Eats.
And we call it that because that's its name. On V Eats is the chance that we get to go and taste a restaurant, review it, and really show it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such an enjoyable experience to get to go to these restaurants, and now we get to kind of show you the images, as you'll see on your screen, from our time. This week, we headed to Tokyo on Nelson Road, which is our only hot pot. So if you don't know what hot pot is, I didn't either. And it was something that I'm now obsessed with, right?
It does seem like it's right up your alley.
So essentially what you do is you order a broth, and there's, I think, 6 different ones that they had on their menu.
Mm-hmm.
And so you order this broth, and they bring it out, and then you order whatever else you want, from dumplings to actual, like, hibachi to, I mean, like, their menu is 2 sides,
yeah.
Right? So if you get the hot pot section, you do that. But for Hotspot specifically, they have meats, whether it be seafoods or things like lamb and chicken and beef.
Mm-hmm.
And they switch a little bit for lunch and dinner, so that it's not the same menu. And then they have a ton of different veggies and some different carbohydrates, and they bring it out on a platter to you. And it comes out raw. Everything is raw. And you put it into your hot pot, and they have little burners on the table.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. And so you get to put them on the pot and you heat up your broth, and they have like a little, hey, this should take about 2 minutes. This should take about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you let it cook down in it and you pull it out, and then you go can make your own sauce while you're there too. And there's some different recipes for making your own sauce. And then you just cook and you eat at the table together. And it's like one of the coolest experiences that I don't know how it isn't like everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. This is like hibachi to another level because you get to do – it's like a cooking class.
Almost.
Sort of mixed in with like having a good meal somewhere. So it's fun.
And it's all fresh ingredients, and like you can just – like the fish was incredible. I don't know if I've ever eaten boiled fish before, but it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right.
Going back again today.
Yes. And tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
The next day. and in fact, it's the only hot spot between here – Houston, then there's one in Lafayette. So they're like across I-10, like this is the stop until Houston, if mm-hmm. you're going west, or Lafayette, if you're kind of, if you're going east. Okay. And so that's kind of why they decided to open it, because it was
the only thing like it.
Right. And so he wanted to share. That's what.
What all did you get in your
The owner was telling me, he said, we've waited until a point that we feel like people are open enough to try something new.
Yes. Sometimes you need, you know, the encouragement. And so
it's been doing well and it's awesome. I mean, for me, I literally had everything. I had almost every vegetable on the menu. Broccoli, of course, was my favorite.
They had to bring you out another pot. Cause...
And there was a lot of, like, even items that are not very common here that you can't go to the grocery store and find. Sure. And so some of those were awesome to try as well. And, I mean, my personal favorite was probably the fish. I really enjoyed the pork and the lamb as well. Mm-hmm. And so each of those were so good and different. And I tried them in, like, the butter – the more buttery chicken-based sauce. Like, they're all chicken-based, right? And then there's one that's kind of much more hot and, like, there's a ton of peppers in it. And I did win a lot. It's almost like the vegetables and the meats need to be in different ones because they're just different flavors that you're getting. And so it's just such a cool experience. And then the way that you order it is cool. But in addition to that, if you don't want all of that, they have the regular menu.
Which is what I ordered from. I had sushi, got a crunch roll, you know, like one of my favorite kinds, and they are able to kind of make those to order. Mm-hmm. You know, I have an allergy, unfortunately, to avocado, which is the saddest thing on the planet. I'm aware, but you know, so they were able to accommodate that for my sushi, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I also had the crab puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love a crab puff. You can put cream cheese and crab inside something that's deep fried, like.
She's
heaven.
In.
I'm in. So it's really good. So whether you're getting the hot pot, you know, side of the menu, or you're ordering something that's a little more traditional, maybe you're a little afraid to do the hot pot your first time
out
or something.
Don't be
afraid. But if so, their menu is extensive and they've got a lot. And it's just a fun place to go.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And it's definitely a place. I got home and I told Philip about it. And he was like, Dad, let's go today. So
we're going
at some point. At some point, we're going.
May have to age up a little bit before he can go and cook his own food in there. But yeah, a fun place for sure.
Now, from a great meal to a great guest, we do something a little special, even mm-hmm. so, with this new format, new episode, everything. We're even changing the format just a little bit today as the president, CEO, and now the third time you've been on the show, Mr. Kyle Edmiston, mm-hmm. wanted to come in. And before we get into our topic about the 100 things we love about Lake Charles, he kind of wanted to say a few things about our studio and the podcast and kind of, I don't know, maybe brag a little
Chris
bit.
Chris in it, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Just begging for compliments, aren't you, Brady?
Yeah.
I like that. I like the way that you did that. But no, yes, I did ask to have just a couple of minutes because fortunately, Brady had me on in episode one.
Yep.
And we were in a boardroom with portable microphones.
Yep.
And today we're in episode 100. And he has significantly upgraded. He's brought Jillian into our podcast studio.
Thank you.
Yes. And we're certainly happy to have her as a part of the team. But also, again, the surroundings. It's not a podcast studio, this is a multimedia studio that can do a lot of things positive, both for Visit Lake Charles, but more importantly, for the destination. And so really proud of where the two of you have brought this particular show, the podcast, but also just, again, how you've elevated what we do and how we do it from within our office. And so a big thank you. And then to those out there listening, watching, I think Brady's got some things in tap with the multimedia studio that will be even bigger and greater in the future. So keep watching, keep listening, and come visit us in Lake Charles.
Well, and can I just say one thing? Thank you, because, you know, this is the big boss in the room that gets to decide, you know, how the money is spent, right, and where you're putting your resources. And I think upgrading something like this is so important and shows your investment in Lake Charles and Southwest Louisiana. So thank you.
Well, much appreciated.
And to also mention, as you talked about some things coming down the line, one thing that we're looking to be able to do is give our partners in the community, hotels, restaurant, business owners, attractions, that if they want to be able to use this space for something that they can to promote themselves and promote Lake Charles, they can. And so that's what we're really hoping that this becomes, is a community connector, if you will.
Well, it's a great space that we're able to utilize within our office here on the lakefront. And like I said, you've done a great job. The 4 years that you've been here now, it seems like just yesterday, Brady, that you were starting, and it's been 4 years. But again, I love the idea of our community partners being able to come in and utilize the space and the technology that we now have available.
I didn't have to pay him a single thing to say any of those nice things.
It's so nice.
I didn't pay a single thing.
Way to go, Kyle.
And so before we get into our episode about the 100 things, is there one thing that really stands out to you, your favorite thing about Lake Charles?
Well, you touched on it when you intro'd us in. You know, I love our culinary offerings. We have just a tremendous amount of locally owned restaurants, and you can go from Cajun to Tex-Mex to all types of servings all around, and in different spices to different tastes to different styles. And what we have in the culinary is, in my opinion, second to none.
I agree. Thank you for joining us, and let's get to the show. And now that we've moved places here on the set a little bit, wanted to spread my wings a little bit, if you don't mind.
Excuse me.
Let's talk about it. 100 reasons why. I thought it was so fitting for episode 100 to talk about that. And obviously, if we're sitting here and listing 100, it's going to be a little ridiculous. So what I thought we could do is we put them in buckets.
Okay.
So as we drafted this list together, I've then organized them into buckets. So let's start it off with bucket one. The food that started it all. There's 10 items here. Gumbo, boiled crawfish, Daryl's po' boys, fried seafood, fresh Gulf shrimp, Cajun food, Creole food, beignets, boudin balls, and cracklins. Okay. What do you think about it?
Well, mine is cracklins because you know I'm not a fan, but for everybody else, yes, that I get. I mean, that's your top 10 things of why Southwest Louisiana is so cool and stands out and is unique food-wise.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so many great flavors and seasonings and so much that you can do just with those 10 things. And really, it's such an authentic identity portion of what we are.
It is. And to be honest, did you put these in your order out of curiosity?
No.
You led with gumbo.
Yes, well, shocker.
Just wondering.
And po' boy should have been its own, but specifically my favorite in town is Daryl's po' boy.
It's really, really hard to beat for me. That's like my go-to. When we first moved here, we ate at Daryl's po' boy once a week.
Every Saturday.
And we realized that's not sustainable. Because
we need to slow down.
I was starting to become the size of the table, and so it wasn't good. We had to slow down a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I think it's what stands out so much in Southwest Louisiana. You nailed it with the seafood, the Creole, the Cajun. That mix, that intersection of ideas. You know, there's like Mexi-Cajun out there. Like, there's just so many things to discover, and you don't get bored with the food here.
Not at all.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. So, option two, bucket two, rather. The water life. We're talking fishing, boating, crabbing, the Calcasieu River. It's right here in our backyard. Hello. Mm-hmm. And kayaking those bayous. So that's 11 through 15.
This is the easiest way to do a top 100 list is just to list a bunch of stuff and say that's 11 through 15.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, as we've have our children being spending more time on the water has been something that we've really enjoyed as I've got a fishing fanatic on our hands with my son.
Our son, he's mine too. our son he's obsessed with fishing, and we normally go, I mean, every weekend or every other weekend at least. He's the reason why, you know, his grandpa has gone out and bought a boat because he's decided that, we have to have one for the kiddo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I grew up, you didn't, but I grew up around these parts, if you will, and weekend trips to Holly Beach or Rutherford and staying out there, camping, fishing into the Gulf, like that's just a way of life, and that's how I grew up, and I just couldn't trade that for anything. Mm-mm. There's something so special. I romanticize it, I know, but there's something so special about the beach and about being near the water that I wouldn't want to trade.
So would you think that maybe bucket three should be like beaches and the vibe of it?
It seems like we just went right into that one. Yeah, kind of flowed, if you will.
And so 16 through 23, we're talking the beaches. A slow town, relaxed beach town energy with none of the rush.
Ooh, my favorite here. Sunsets over the lake. We have the best sunsets in Lake Charles. I don't care what anybody says.
They're the best.
If somebody ever argues that, they're wrong. The sunset, they just are. Sorry. The sunsets here in Lake Charles truly are the absolute best.
Well, in addition to this, you had mentioned it, Holly Beach road trips, overnight sometimes, camping. The Creole Nature Trail, it's a full-day adventure.
Yep.
Gator watching.
Also.
Seashelling on the beach.
Yes, at Rutherford.
Yep. And then Creole Nature Trail Adventure Point.
Always fun.
So all of those I grouped into beaches and the vibe of it, because I think you can't talk about the beaches without talking about the road to get there, the Creole Nature Trail,
yes,
some of the stops you're going to make along the way, and the experiences and the memories of having those trips.
Yes, and I mean, it's another thing. We talk about it with our kids a lot, and because we do this with our kids a lot, but we used to do this as, you know, just two grown-ups before we had kids along, as, you know, put the top down.
Hard to call us grown-ups at that time, right?
We pretended like to be grown-ups. Yeah, felt like kids. And this is a way to kind of still feel like a kid again, right?
Absolutely.
So we would take that trip down south to Cameron. You go and you look at the alligators. You stop. You fish maybe a little bit. You head onto the beach. You get some good shells that you're going to take home. And, you know, you fill up your little shell jar. and just nothing really beats that.
I agree.
It's a cool, relaxed weekend.
And the next bucket is, you know, maybe when you're done with those weekends, how about some of the glitz and the glamour, the casino resorts?
Yes, it's nice to get dressed up every once in a while, and that's where you can do that.
We're talking L'Auberge, Golden Nugget, Horseshoe, Delta Downs, and then within those, we're talking the world-class dining, live entertainment on any given weekend, and then, of course, the spa treatments, and probably my favorite of all of them, the Lazy River Days.
Ooh, the Lazy River Days.
Sitting by the pool and everything, and so that's 24 through 31.
That's easy. 24 through 31, the 20s, if you will, are spent at the casino. And that is such a fun time. You know, you go out there, you go to the casino. We give each other a budget. what we can spend on the penny slots. We're not big gamblers. But, you know, go and have a good time.
Absolutely.
And get away. I mean, it feels like
it's a getaway.
It truly is. And something about Lake Charles, Southwest Louisiana, that's so cool is we have this crazy dynamic where you're outdoors, it's Cajun country, it's sportsman's paradise, and then it's the glitz and glam. It's the total opposite whenever you're inside one of the casinos. It just feels like a different world, which is really fun to kind of, you can do both in the same day.
Yeah, and it's great for obviously visitors, but also those of us that live here, it's a staycation, if you will. It's a getaway, and so having that opportunity in your backyard,
you don't have to go to Vegas. Hey, we were just called Vegas's dupe. Right? You don't have to go to Vegas to have that kind of good time.
And I agree. So, so that's why it landed there. Bucket 5, you mentioned outdoors for items 32 through 36. This is where they fall. We're talking Sam Houston Jones State Park, the great public golf courses that we have here. We have great private courses too, but the public courses for everyone else. Our neighborhood parks for the kids.
Yes.
Right? Gros Savon and the Eco Lodge experience that they offer. Yes. And then,
which we still have not done, by the way.
This one I did for a lot of other people. We're not a big of a fan, but duck hunting is so good here, and so many love it. While I'm not necessarily a huge partaker, I can't just sit here and ignore it.
Not at all, because you ate duck egg rolls last week, so you got to appreciate it, right?
And duck gumbo as well.
You got to appreciate it.
I do.
We're not the biggest on hunting. Fishing's more our speed. But, the outdoors, I mean, they call it sportsman's paradise for a reason, you know? And in here in Southwest Louisiana, there is just no there's no end to it. It's amazing out there. And some of these, like you said, the neighborhood parks for kids, I know that seems like so simple, but we have some really incredible parks, even the ones right here on the lakefront. Millennium Park is one of our kids' favorites.
Yeah.
We've got some really fun stuff for little ones,
too. And we hear about from other parents that they're disappointed in their cities that sometimes are larger than ours, that their park system isn't as good. And so I really appreciate that. My son keeps a catalog of like, I want to go to this park today. I want to go to this one today because they each have a little bit of their own flair. And they're continuously getting better. We talked to Micah Steele on the podcast about it in a previous episode. And well, so that's a focus.
And the fact that Philip's now 5 years old and there's still parks he hasn't been to yet. He's like, sure. Hey, let's go to a new one. And we, you know, pull up the map. Let's find a new one today. So there's no end to it. It's really great.
And while you're at the park, there's nothing better than having nice weather around. And so bucket six is weather. Because we have winters that are short and rarely see snow. I like that.
Same.
The wind off the lake is a lifesaver on a warm summer day.
Need that breeze that we've got. That's for
springs,
sure.
It's like a gift, right? Like just as when you're tired of being cold for like 2 weeks. Spring is here and it's beautiful.
And spring lasts about 2 weeks.
And
as
then
well.
this one's not as much weather, but it's about the seasons. Crawfish season is our fifth season.
It is. Yeah. Some people will say hurricane season. Others will say it's crawfish. They go kind of hand in hand. But yeah, I love the weather here. I always tell people at one point in my life, I said I couldn't live above Interstate 20 because that's just too far for me. It's too chilly. Mm-hmm. And now I say that I can't live above Interstate 10. Like, this is it for me. Like, I can't do it. It's too cold. You know, our spring and fall are miniaturized. They're kind of short and you get to summer, but man, it's the best. And, spending it here, there's nothing like it. We got a lot of snowbirds that come in.
Oh, we get so many birds.
The people too, you know, the people that are traveling snowbirds, you know,
I see.
Thanks. We have a lot that come in though for the summers here and it's incredible.
So bucket seven is our festivals and downtown energy. Mm-hmm. That's items 41 through 46. Well, we're talking Mardi Gras.
Yep.
Downtown festival scene just in general. There are so many that can be lumped in. We could almost make 100 lists of just the best 100 festivals that we have here.
There's one popping up every weekend.
Yep.
I'll be leaving work downtown on a Friday night and all of a sudden the streets are closed and I'm not really sure why. And there's like a new thing that's happening, some street festival. It's pretty cool.
You blunk and you missed it.
You blunk and you missed it, yeah.
Walking the lakefront.
Mm.
There's nothing more relaxing than that, right? Yeah. The lakefront amphitheater, getting it as a concert venue, like seeing an act there. Riverside Park, we didn't want to highlight every single park specifically, but that one feels so different from all the other ones.
It's my favorite.
We've talked about it a lot here on this podcast.
Biased.
CalCam Fair,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And so all those make up 41
literally
through 46.
A century old tradition, the CalCam Fair, over 100 years old.
Talked about it here on the podcast as well.
Cool.
You know, so much of these experiences, I try to make this show an encyclopedia of sorts for experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
To where if you listen, you learn. And I love it when someone says, hey, I went to that restaurant that you guys had on Envy Eats,
mm-hmm.
or we ended up going to this thing and it was just like you guys said it was. And there's no better recommendation than seeing that type of joy that someone else is having that we obviously had first. And we don't want to contain it. We want everyone to know how awesome Lake Charles is instead of just you and I knowing about it.
Yeah, spread it with the world, right? And this isn't just a list that like AI helped create, right? This is like a real list of things that we really do regularly. Mardi Gras in Southwest Louisiana, the Children's Parade is our favorite, obviously, because we have kids.
Absolutely.
But it's absolutely a wonderful time. The festival scene, like we talked about, mm-hmm. walking the lakefront. I used to do this. I haven't in a while, you'll notice. but I used to walk the lakefront almost nightly.
Yeah.
You know, as exercise, but also because it's just to wind down that way. There's mm-hmm. nothing that beats it. I think, you know, Riverside Park, we're at nearly every weekend.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time there. And then the CalCam Fair, I'll never forget going down the slide, you know, several months pregnant, going down the CalCam Fair slide mm-hmm. and just remembering that I used to come to this same fair when I was a kid. Like, it's a really cool experience.
And you took your kid to it.
Yeah.
And so that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
That circle moment. Mm-hmm. So, and within a lot of the festivals and the downtown energy is the music and the culture attached. And so for items 47 through 51, we're looking at Zydeco music, Cajun music, live music just on a random Tuesday. There's always music acts somewhere. It's not uncommon to be eating out and be like, oh, there's a band here tonight. And just that energy is contagious. It's infectious, right?
I think nothing lifts your spirit and like the stress off your shoulders than live music. It doesn't even matter if it's not like your genre mm-hmm. or your favorite kind of thing. You could not know this person at all. But when you go to a place, I always think of like Rick and Jack's, right? Yep. We go on like a random night. We love to sit outside and eat. I do. So we'll go there and then you realize, oh, there's somebody playing. And mm-hmm. it's just such a vibe. It's such a cool experience.
100%. And so then the culture aspect of that, we're talking how Creole and Cajun culture runs through everything here.
Yep.
I love that. And then we kind of touched on it, the juxtaposition of our luxury amenities and down-home charm. As you said, you could be sitting on a resort in the morning, and then for lunch in the afternoon, you're going to a plate lunch spot that is as authentic as it comes.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that we don't have to be just one thing.
Nope.
Like Lake Charles doesn't have to be just one category mm-hmm. of travel.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be just a nightlife place or just a place for food or just a place for families or just a place for single young people. Why not everything? And I think that's what we do really well here.
I agree. And then from there, we look at bucket number 9, which is the history that you can still see.
Yes.
Like the Sharp and Jay Historic District.
Yep.
Imperial Calcasieu Museum, Historic City Hall, the architecture downtown that has survived everything.
Everything you could think of.
And then the last bit of this one, items 52 through 56, is the stories that the city carries that most people still haven't even heard yet.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a new story sometime about Lake Charles. It seems like weekly.
Yeah. I grew up not far from here, right? This mm-hmm. is kind of home base for me. And for the last 11 years, we've lived here exclusively. And yet still, I hear new stories all the time about Lake Charles history. In fact, just this morning. no kidding.
See?
A lot of stuff from the prior to 1910 when the fires happened yep. in Lake Charles were just donated to McNeese's archives this morning. So anyways, really interesting stuff there. So if you're kind of a history buff, it's a cool place to do that. And there's walking tours and things like that to kind of get your fill on history.
Yeah, so when we say survived everything, we mean things from natural disasters like hurricanes to man-made disasters like the downtown fire.
Yeah.
And so much that you can still see, and it's historic at the same time, and it's
very cool.
It's awesome. Now, bucket 10, we move to for the families. We're looking at items 57 through 63 here. Port Wonder Children's Museum.
Can't beat it.
The parks and green spaces built for kids mm-hmm. that we have here. The youth sports scene and how good the facilities are within that.
Mm-hmm.
How about raising kids somewhere that they can actually go outside year round?
Exactly.
Right?
We rarely have to tell the kids, hey, go get outside. Like, go outside and
yeah.
No, that's what they
January
want to do.
Through December.
Yes.
You know, and being able to do that.
We had the water slide up in the backyard in December last year.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Family focused events and festivals that bring the community together.
Mm-hmm.
Places like the Lazy Gator Water Park and Spar Water Park in Sulphur. Each of those are separate entries, but that's items 57 through 63.
Those are great. Lazy Gator, man. What a charm in Westlake. That's a great spot. And Pine de Rosa Park, which is our mm-hmm. kids' favorite. If only we lived in Westlake. It's nifty if you live in Westlake. You get a discount on the tickets at the Lazy Gator.
Golf course, too.
But either way, it's worth going to. It's really
they're
great.
They're also great.
Got a lazy river that even the parents will enjoy.
And look, and there's so many things on this list, if you haven't noticed by now, that you're like, well, you didn't mention Blake. Well, these are the places that I've tried to separate.
We've lived it.
And we wanted this to be an authentic list of things that,
yeah.
I mean, I've sorted through so many different ideas to try to come down to this list and between our ideas together and everything. And so these are the ones that really show you what like a weekend in the Reynard house looks like.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And in so case that's, you were that curious.
Sorry.
They probably were. So
bucket 11 is getting here and getting around.
Oh, I love this one. Can I talk about this one?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're one of my favorite movie quotes, we're 2 weeks away from everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? From
He's 2 weeks away from everywhere.
Oh, brother, where art thou, right? We're 3 hours away from everything big, right? So Houston is a quick trip. Did one just yesterday, mm-hmm. right? Day trip. Easy. New Orleans, same thing. 3 hours. 2 hours away from Baton Rouge. So if you're trying to make it to a major airport for whatever reason or train, mm-hmm. over in New Orleans, this is the place to be because it's so quick and easy. Also, we have our own regional airport, which makes it super easy to get around. Connecting flights to Houston, you're on a plane for like 10 seconds and then you're
yeah, landed
and
that's what is awesome is that you get on a plane in Lake Charles uh-huh. and you could be in either Dallas or Houston. So we currently have two direct flights. But from those two, you can get pretty much 95% of anywhere else in the entire world from either of those airports.
No, I absolutely love it. And truly, the flight over to Houston and the flight over mm-hmm. to Dallas are both are less than an hour. I think.
Yeah, they're very quick.
You just like blink.
By the time you sit down, they're like, all right, you can unbuckle your belt. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. I didn't even buckle it yet.
It's one of those flights they don't serve you food on because you won't have time to eat it.
So yeah.
Great, great thing there. Let's talk about local business.
Okay.
For a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So it's the bit of the soul, the things that make us tick and go, right? So this is items 67 through 70. We're talking independent restaurants that have been here for decades.
Yep.
Local business owners who are also your neighbors. Mm-hmm. The farmers markets and local makers, and Crying Eagle Brewing as kind of a gathering place now, both on the lakefront and then their brewery. I love the fact of having a brewery and everything that kind of goes along with it because it's not just the beer.
Sure. And I think Crying Eagle is also one of those places that's like a really good reflection of what Lake Charles is. We've been talking about the two sides, if you will, to Lake Charles. And I think no one's going to get that reference. And I think that if you do, shout out to you. I think that Crying Eagle really represents what's best, right?
Okay.
You've got like this more laid back feel and kind of outside, and you've got this music and you're you know, the brewery part of it. And then the Crying Eagle downtown, which is a little more refined, if you will, a little more elevated. It just kind of brings a little something to it. I think that's a good reflection.
Yeah, and I think kind of splitting those is almost like splitting like a, like a theater actor and then like a hardcore superhero actor in the same person, right? Wouldn't you say that's...
Do you think we could get Hugh Jackman on this podcast? That's what he's referencing.
No.
Do you think we could do that?
No, it's not in the budget.
Oh. Hashtag.
You know what? You know what? I'll see what I can do. Hashtag get bring Hugh Jackman on Louisiana's playground. Huey to LP. Let's do that. All right. Bucket 13, the community fabric. So it kind of leans in a little bit into bucket 12, though. But the items that we love here, 71 to 73, McNeese State University and what it means to the community, a city that rebuilds after every storm without flinching, and the volunteer culture. I love all three of those in completely different ways, right? Like McNeese is the infrastructure in terms of so many people locally are McNeese graduates, and so they build the infrastructure there. I don't even have to say anything about the city that rebuilds after the storms. It is so apparent that in within a year and a half, the city didn't look like we were hit by Laura because of how many people busted their tails to do it. And then the volunteer culture leans into that one. But also, you go to the high school baseball tournament here over at in Sulphur at McMurray Park. You go through it, and you'll realize almost every single person there is a volunteer.
Yep.
They are volunteering their time to make sure that this tournament runs smoothly because it means something to them that people are here experiencing their culture.
It's
like they're not paid workers. They're here for free because they want to be here.
They just like it.
Isn't that awesome?
And they like other people, and that's cool.
Fantastic.
This is a short category, if you will, but a big one. It's our identity.
Yeah.
It's who we are. Resilient is who we are in this town. And I know people are sick and tired of hearing that word after every hurricane, but it is the thing that best describes who we are and what we are all about here. So
I agree. Bucket 14 is the things that visitors always say.
Oh, I love this too.
The friendliness of strangers, how affordable a weekend is compared to bigger cities.
Yep.
The feeling of being somewhere real and not manufactured. Authentic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The surprise on their faces when they eat certain things here for the first time, the gumbos, the po' boys, and the, oh my, like,
yeah.
I mean, there's even people from Louisiana that come here and eat and like, it doesn't
taste
like,
I thought.
It doesn't taste like this at home.
Yeah, exactly. I love hearing people that are visiting. Sometimes it's even my own family, you know, from Texas, and they're coming over to just for a weekend or whatever to visit with a family, and they're like, this ain't bad.
This is pretty good.
Actually, whether it's the food or
Houston
the atmosphere.
Needs one of these.
Yes, whether it's the food or the atmosphere or just the overall vibe, they're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I love it when people have that kind of light bulb moment and they're like, ah, I get it now.
Yeah. I love it. Bucket 15 are the little things, right? We're getting into the details here.
I just realized what number one was on this particular list. Number 78, overall on the list of things that we love about Lake Charles.
The little things.
Brady has drive-through daiquiris.
Right? Like, how awesome are drive-through daiquiris?
That is also a novelty,
and look,
right, for Louisiana.
It can have been in bucket 14 as well, so some of these kind of cross. What about boudin from a gas station that's better than most restaurants, right? Like, gas station fare, locally is better than most restaurants anywhere else.
If you've never if you've never had a meat pie from a gas station or a sausage on the stick mm-hmm. then you're just like not living. I'm sorry.
No, exactly. Sunday mornings that feel slower here in the best way.
Yep.
Right. Snowballs in the summer.
Oh yeah.
Right.
For those curious, snowball is the same thing as a snow cone, but
not the same thing. But
certain people around here get real touchy about it.
Snowballs actually soak up the liquid poured in versus a snow cone where it just drips to the bottom. If we're
it's
being
shaved
honest.
Ice with liquid syrup
versus
on
just
it.
Ice pieces. Just how about king cake season?
Ugh,
right,
best.
Yeah, I mean
the absolute best.
Yeah, and then this one was for you: eating outside because the weather actually lets you.
That's my favorite thing. Top of the list is I get to eat outside. Anywhere we go, Brady knows if we're talking about, oh, well, where are we going to go for dinner this weekend or
does
something.
Does it have outdoor dining?
Does it, can I sit outside? Because if I can't, I don't know that I want to go. I need to sit outside and eat. It's something in my soul.
We're working. So I can, we're working through it.
I love it. Love it.
Bucket 16, we're looking at the natural beauty that people overlook. We're talking Spanish moss on live oaks, the migratory birds, not just the people, the actual physical birds.
The actual birds this time.
that fly across the country and the world even in some aspects to come through here. What about the marsh at golden hour?
That's nice. Yeah. When you're out there riding, like that's what we used to do is just kind of cruise along, right? Yeah. And there's nothing that beats that when the sun's going
and I know
out.
I mentioned Calcasieu River, but this is a free flowing river that's increasingly rare in America to have that, and so wanted to make sure to highlight that wildflowers on the roadside during the spring, and then our favorite, which is why it falls in here, is the Pintail Wildlife Drive. We've talked about it before, driving around, seeing the gators in person in their natural habitat. I think the last time I went, I counted over 35.
Yeah, it was a lot the last time.
And I looked, and the kids and I spent 2 hours looking at alligators.
You just keep making the loop, man. It's a, you know, what is it,
that was
mile
one
and
loop.
A half?
Yeah, we did it in one loop in 2 hours. Like, we just spent, and it's just... It's peaceful. It's awesome. And seeing the gators, and it's just a fun experience.
It's just life at a different pace, and it's really good. And the gators, the birds down there, the flora as well, like the flowers that we see, gorgeous. You spot a nutria every once in a while when you go down there. It's true. Cool. It's just a cool place. Very cool place.
Bucket 17. We're nearing the end. These are the final 10 now, or
number
the final 11.
Number
90 through 92. And it's the culture that makes us, right? Locals willing to share their culture to anyone who shows up curious.
Yep.
I love that. That's probably my favorite thing about
it. And even if you didn't ask, we'll still tell you.
Yeah. the smell of the Gulf. I love the smell of salt water, especially, which for me was always the Gulf. I grew up in a different part of South Louisiana, but it was the same Gulf that I grew up fishing in and everything, crabbing in.
I have to tell a funny story real quick.
Okay.
So we were out of town the other week. We visited a water park and SeaWorld. I don't know why I'm trying to avoid the title of it. We went to SeaWorld. And, at one point it smelled fishy. We passed somebody with a bucket of something for, you know, one of the orcas. And I went, oh, I love that smell. Because there's something about that smell of the sea.
It's homey.
Or being out on the river or something about that. So it's like one of the weirdest things ever, right? I don't want it like bottled and perfumed or anything, but it is one of those things that you just can't pass up.
When you're in the space that it's supposed to smell like that, I love it.
I don't
want that anywhere else, right? Like, you don't want to open the bathroom and that's the smell you get.
That would be terrible. Yeah. But there is something about that salt in the air, being on the water, that you can't beat it.
And then the last one for that one is our mix of people and the culture that comes from it and everything that kind of ties. Which
everybody's got
cultures
a cool story.
I've added them a couple different ways in here, but each one's a little different. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And then bucket 18, we're nearing the end. What makes us proud?
Yeah.
These are the things, items 93 through 95, that make us proud. Like a food culture that could hold its own against anywhere else in the world.
We've had chefs go and compete.
Yes.
On a very large scale.
I'm very confident that our food culture is as good as anyone else in the world. Not Louisiana, not regionally, not America, not this continent, the world.
We take our food quite seriously around here.
I agree. The way that this city shows up for itself after any type of disaster.
We saw it firsthand.
Yep.
Brady and I were both reporting at the time. Mm-hmm. when Hurricane Laura hit, and we were some of the first people out on the roads as the emergency responders here were clearing them before people came back after being evacuated. Yeah. And when we watched people pull themselves up, pull themselves together, and rebuild on day one after a massive hurricane, that's why I love it here. That's why I love these people. I get emotional when I think sure. about it because it's incredible to see.
Yes, there was outside help. But there was also a lot of people that went home, saw everything that they had to do at their home, and they said, I'll get to you in a second. I got to help everyone else first.
Oh, yeah.
And you help everyone and then start to help yourself
But also returning the favor. So there are people that came here to help us
yep.
after Laura, who years later, let's say when it flooded in the Virginia and Carolinas, mm-hmm. right? Like we had teams of people going over there yep. to help. It flooded in Texas last year, right? We have people that run over there to go help because that's just kind of who we are. It's in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to everybody who helped.
Yeah,
but a huge shout out to the people of this mm-hmm. area that just keep going.
I agree. And then finally, this kind of lends into the authenticity, a genuine Louisiana identity that has never tried to be anything else and knows exactly how good it is at it.
I love that.
I know it's a very long one, but I think you kind of understand what I was going with on that one.
I love that.
And then finally, this is the final stretch, bucket 19. It gets us to 99. It gets us from 96 to 99.
96.
Community parties and fireworks.
97.
A city that still is in the middle of its story. We're not at the end of it.
I love that one, by the way. 98.
The next restaurant, the next festival, the next reason to come back.
Just anything that's happening this weekend, basically.
Yeah.
All right. And 99.
Everything that's still left to discover, even if you have lived here your whole life.
Yep. I can testify to that one.
Right. I mean, those are pretty self-explanatory that it's something new. We're on the wave of a really cool next 25 years. I'm really excited to see what Lake Charles is. Like every 5 years, it feels like it's a new city.
Yeah. We've just got something
growing. And I love that
here.
There is now a vision, a plan, a spirit of wanting to be better and move forward, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a little bit of that was the COVID effect that I think that nationally mm-hmm. kind of and worldwide hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
Combine that with going through Hurricane Laura, and that is a spirit that has been rejuvenated, re-energized, and yep. I think if you visit, you'll see it.
Yeah, I think there's just something to be proud of. And I think people are finally starting to, and some people have been there all along and have mm-hmm. always felt this way. But I think now people are starting to really realize they have something to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And we overlook a lot of things in our own backyard, right? Like you don't take it, you take it for granted
sure.
rather, the waterways and the this and the that, because mm-hmm. you're dealing with life as,
yep.
you know, regular life. You're not a tourist in this town. But I think more people who live here and call this home are taking so much pride in it.
I agree. And then finally, the last reason, but certainly it's probably for me the number one, and it's the people.
Yeah.
The people are what I love about this place, because almost every single entry in here is what it is because of the people, the community,
yeah.
the person that is making the Buddha in the back, and the person that maybe sells it to you, sometimes the same person, the person that greets you at the store, the person that you help pick up something for, like whatever it is, that spirit that seems to exist in every person that lives here.
Yeah.
That's why it's reason 100.
I completely agree. The people of this place that want to make it great for everybody. You know, Southern hospitality is a real thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's coming from real humans who are excited to wake up and do their
yep.
jobs every day. And whether that's, like you said, the person greeting you at the door of a restaurant, to the person in the back who's cooking it, to the farmer who created the thing. Like, mm-hmm. it's every single person helps tell the story of who we are here in Southwest Louisiana.
And to give you a little bit of behind the scenes, a lot of times when we do things marketing-wise for Visit Lake Charles and we're trying to have discussions with outside agencies and entities that are helping mm-hmm. kind of help us craft ideas or maybe find a way to execute them, like every single time it's like, well, you guys' greatest strength are your people. Like it's not,
yeah.
you know, it's not, oh, thank goodness we have these mountains. It's not thank goodness.
Yeah.
We, like the people make everything else worth doing.
Yep.
And I love it.
And it makes us want to do this job.
Yep.
I get to do this. I consider this a treat. This isn't my day job, and I consider this an absolute treat to talk about this place that we live and the people who make it that way, and to be able to bring them on this show and talk to them about what it means to them. I think it's so incredible. And if that convinces just one person out there to come maybe visit Lake Charles and to come here for their next vacation, or, you know, swing by on the way, you know, we're right off I-10. If it convinces one person to stop in a shop or a restaurant around these parts,
agreed.
I feel like I've done my job well then, because it's a what an easy place to sell. It's so nice.
I don't disagree. And so thank you so much for Kyle for kind of having that little address there at the start of the episode. And the biggest thank you for everything is you, the listener, for sitting and watching and listening. And however you partook this podcast, the first full video podcast from now on. I mean, we've had one video podcast prior, but this is the first one. Don't worry. And so we just appreciate the time that you took out of your day to spend some time with us.
Yep. Remember to like, share, leave a comment. That always helps us grow our audience and further share the unique
on YouTube. Subscribe now.
And subscribe here or something. I'm not a.
Yeah. Just do this. And then when I stop and it's on your screen, pause it so that I'm pointing at it.
So that we're right at some point. I don't know. I'm not one of those people. but remember, that always helps us grow our audience and be able to share these amazing stories with people all over the world. So we really appreciate it. Also, go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this very weekend.
This very weekend.
Yep. I'm Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit here.